Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In the push to adopt renewable and green energy production techniques, advances in solar technology are becoming increasingly important. Richard Brucci, assistant professor of chemistry at the University of Southern California, describes a recent advance that could turn any surface into a source of solar power.
We've developed solar cells made from semiconductor nanocrystals that are so tiny they can exist as an ink in liquid solution. They can be inexpensively painted or printed onto clear surfaces, so that like you can print a newspaper, you can print solar cells. This concept of nanocrystal inks has been around for a while, but the problem is that the nanocrystals inherently like to stick together in solution. When this happens, they form clumps that fall out of the liquid solution and make the ink unusable. Previously, researchers have solved the clumping problem by attaching organic molecules to the nanocrystal surface, creating a buffer that keeps them separate. The problem with that is not only do the organic molecules keep the nanocrystals from sticking together, they also act as a great insulating barrier, preventing electricity from flowing between the nanocrystals. A solar cell made up of materials that can't transmit electricity isn't much use to anyone. Working with my colleague, Dr. David Weber, here at USC, we developed a new synthetic surface coating for the semiconductor nanocrystals that not only forms terrific inks, but after printing and mild heating, these coatings act as a conductive bridge between the nanocrystals to transmit electricity. One great thing about our process is that it works at very low temperatures, opening the possibility that we could print solar cells onto thermally sensitive plastics. Imagine flexible solar cells that you can bend and shape to fit anywhere. Our solar cell efficiencies are currently a fraction of what commercial silicon solar cells can achieve. But while we're still years away from seeing inexpensive, printable liquid solar cells on rooftops, we believe we have solved one of the key issues preventing these materials from being incorporated into the next generation of solar cell technologies.
That was Richard Brucci of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.